Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, Bill and Alyssa from the Q Morning Show present Can't Read, Can't Write.
Welcome to Can't Read, Can't Write.
Spooky edition.
Yes, it is Halloween week, and we have an episode this week. This podcast, man. Every week I go back and forth. Like, there are times where I'm like, why are we still doing this podcast? Like, we should just cancel it.
No!
And then other times I'm like, no, this is, it gets really good downloads. We just need to spend more time with it.
We put it on the back burner a lot and forget about it for like 2 weeks at a time. So you need to not do that.
We are focused on the radio show. That's basically what it is. And I always forget the same people that listen to this podcast are listening to our radio show via the podcast.
Right.
So that's, I sometimes forget that. So it's like we haven't done a podcast in a while. And it's like, well, we post a podcast every day. What are you talking about? It's just the bonus content.
The bonus stuff.
We're not coming up. We're thinking about what to do on the regular podcast. We're not thinking about the bonus stuff.
I would hate us if I was a regular listener.
Yeah.
Man, I would not like us very much because I am very much a stickler with my podcast schedules. And when they deviate, oh, it ruins my week.
I was just hoping that this podcast would evolve into something else.
There's still time.
Like, are we still... We're kind of run out. We have run out of stories about college, haven't we?
Oh no, I've got plenty. Bill, I peaked in college. I'm self aware, if nothing else, and I peaked at Kent State, so I got all the stories.
Well, last year at this time, I mean, I would have to go back, but I know that we probably talked about Halloween in Kent. Which to me, when I think about Halloween, my favorite Halloweens are the Halloweens that I spent in Kent. Like growing up as a kid. Yeah, there was trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
But I also remember, like trick-or-treating in the snow, wearing a snowsuit, and nobody could even tell what costume I'm wearing because it's so darn cold out. I remember when I grew up in Canton, when I was like really young, they would have trick-or-treat, and maybe they still do, like between noon and two.
Ew, what?
Yeah.
No.
And I think that was for safety reasons.
I actually just saw a TikTok about this. And so I'm sorry to the creator that I cannot credit you with this, but part of like being a child and character development initiation is walking around in the dark with your friends and going up to strange doors and knocking on them.
Yeah.
It's part of the whole aesthetic.
I agree. And so when I was a kid, it was like, what the hell? I'm walking around and it's bright sunshine and I'm dressed up as Spider-Man.
Yeah,
this
that's
is
not
stupid.
Scary. That is stupid. I agree. You got to be at least a little bit nervous. Trick-or-treating.
So that's why I think about Halloween in Kent. Those were my favorite times.
Man, I loved Halloween in Kent.
I know.
I had some questionable costumes. I think I might have talked about this last year, but if I didn't, the one year that I will never forget, sophomore year, I believe, maybe junior, I went as Boo and Sully from Monsters, Inc. The guy that I was dating, I made him dress up as Sully.
Oh, it was a couple's costume.
Couple's costume.
Okay.
And I slutified Boo, which is criminal. I, looking back on it now, I realize my mistake. That's a child. Like, and I somehow made her have booty shorts, and that was not the move.
Well, who's going to complain at Halloween in Kent?
I mean, nobody in Kent.
Anything goes.
Anything goes in Kent. I actually, because I was in journalism, I did broadcast journalism, and every year for Halloween, I would do different stories about Halloween in Kent because it's such a big night. And I interviewed one of the cops. I wish I could remember his name. He had such funny stories. He was like, you should hear, like, over the walkie on Halloween, we get some of the craziest calls. Like, we got a cow running south past Taco Bell, underage, like, open container with the Spider-Man. Like,
sure, yeah.
Because how else do you identify people?
Exactly
other
right.
than their costumes?
No, 100% right. And I think Halloween in Kent is this weekend, Saturday
night.
Yeah.
We're not even sure. Yeah, I'm so glad that I'm not a college student because I would have been so confused. Was Halloween last weekend? Is it this weekend? No one ever knows. And especially this year, I'm sure that it's even more confusing.
Well, we did put some effort into today's podcast. So we have a special guest today. She is a listener of our show. And then we discovered
she has a special talent.
Yeah.
A gift.
She is an intuitive medium, a psychic slash medium. Her name is Amy Anneke, and we are going to meet her and find out more about her next. Maybe she'll even do a reading for one of us.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
That is on today's episode. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. Can't read, can't write. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Can't Read, Can't Write. This should be very fascinating. Let's welcome to our show Amy Anneke, who listens to our show. She called up, I want to say, Amy, you called up during Free Plug Friday, right?
Right.
And we discovered when Amy called into our show that she is a psychic slash medium.
So cool.
And so we're like, well,
we want to talk to you more.
Yeah,
we got to dig into this a little bit.
Just having you on our show for 90 seconds isn't going to cut it.
No, so that is not sufficient.
So we asked Amy to come on our show and join us on our podcast. So Amy, thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
My first question for you is, how does one realize that they are a psychic slash medium? How do you realize that you have that gift?
I just imagine that you hear a bunch of chattering from voices of people who aren't really there, and you're like, shut up.
Like, yeah. Does it take a while to realize it? Do the powers not develop until later in life? Please tell us about all that.
Sure. So some people say that they're born with it or they've had disabilities since they were a young child. And for them, they might have that experience of having the chatter, not knowing where it's coming from, not knowing how to tune it out. For me, I became interested about 15 years ago when a friend had the ability, and I said, well, teach me. And he didn't know how to teach me. But his first piece of advice was start listening for voices that aren't your own. So when spirit is communicating with me, they're communicating through energy. So I don't usually hear audibly. That means I don't hear a voice outside my head. I'm hearing thoughts in my own voice in my head. So when I hear that, I have to discern, are these my own thoughts or are these thoughts coming from someone else? So that was the first thing that I started to do, was just started to listen for maybe something that I wasn't thinking about previously, but now I am. And then,
well, let me stop you right there. Sure. So that's so interesting.
Okay.
So you were taught to do this. You learned how to do this. What made you interested in wanting to be a part of this spirit world?
Was it the friend that you had mentioned?
It was the friend that I'd mentioned, and I'm also a history major. I like to know the things that happened in the past, so spirit is interesting to me. Anyone that lived in the past is interesting to me, but what really made me want to be able to communicate was I was really missing my grandmother's. And so I thought, well, maybe if I can learn to do this, you know, I could be communicating with them. And so they were my first communicators. But anyone can learn to do this. Everyone has the ability. It's just a muscle that you have to exercise and develop.
That's so interesting. So this was about 15 years ago. You said that it's something that develops. So over the past 15 years, have you gotten better at it? Better at sensing voices and things like that?
Yeah, so I was kind of just, you know, listening to podcasts, reading books, learning on my own from other mediums. And then I came into contact with my mentor, Jennifer Fezzio. She has her school, her online school, Intuitive Insights School of Metaphysics. So for 4 years, I've actually had a mediumship mentor who has taught me how to control my mediumship, how to do it on command, and how to be a good medium.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So are you always learning? Like, are you always like picking up new things as you continue to do this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the coolest because the learning never stops.
Yeah.
So she always has a new exercise, something new for us to practice, a new way to work. You know, spirit gives her downloads as she's teaching, you know, for her to teach us. So she'll be like, you guys, I got a new download from spirit. We're going to try this method. It's really cool. And then we do it in class. So I'm always learning new things. I'm always deepening my mediumship, learning how to deepen the messages and better connect.
My mother-in-law is very spiritual, and that's one of my favorite things about like listening to her when she talks about the different teachings and stuff is the mentorships in the spirit world.
Yeah.
And she's always learning. She tunes in, I think, like every single day to different teachings. It's very cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And there's so many now. There's so many wonderful teachers. But I've really been blessed with Jennifer, and she's nurturing, and she will hold our hand and support us through it, but push us to always be better. So I really enjoy being in her school.
Now so you're in the Cleveland area. What like neighborhood are you in?
So I'm actually in Lakewood.
Okay. I was going to say I'm from Brunswick. And one of my favorite pieces, I don't even know if this is true, but my grandparents my entire life have told me that the Ghost Whisperer was based on a woman who lived in Hinckley because that area is very haunted, which I do believe because it gives me the heebie-jeebies every time that I'm in Hinckley or Valley City for that matter. But that's a whole other story.
There's a lot of history for sure I know in Valley City. I'm not too sure about Hinckley myself. But just as a little clarification, the Ghost Whisperer is very not true to mediumship.
Oh, really?
No one is really walking around seeing spirit. We're not having voice back and forth conversations. So not like that. When I'm communicating with spirit, it's an energetic transfer. So I'm receiving a combination of feelings, knowings, images, things like that in my mind, and it's all energy. Because as we know, spirit no longer actually has a voice box to speak to me like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm reading and something is a little bit off, I actually have to translate that energy as my brain receives it into words. So that's a really big misrepresentation of what mediumship really is.
Okay, that's actually really good to know, because that's, I always thought that that was a better representation than others. But I mean, hey, you're living it, you know. That's actually a really cool way to describe it, though, like energy, colors, like it's not actual like conscious thoughts.
Yeah, so there are thoughts that are kind of put into my head, you know, and then again, I have to make sure they're not my own thoughts.
Yeah, and you got to kind of like pick them apart and try to figure out what it's trying to tell you, what spirit is trying to say.
Exactly, and if only it were as easy as, you know, Jennifer Love Hewitt had it.
Right.
Ghost Whisper. We could all do this very easily then.
That is so true.
So if you want to find Amy, Amy, you sent us, this is a website. What is it? What is the name of this website? So how would people find you, basically?
So the easiest way to find me is to just Google Intuitive Medium Amy Anarchy.
Okay.
And
Anarchy
you'll get a link
is
to my website.
Anarchy is spelled A-N-A-K-Y, Amy Anarchy. Okay, right. So I'm on that website right now. So it looks like it's easy to schedule a booking with you. You can do it online.
Right.
And then she offers a 30-minute mediumship reading, a 30-minute oracle card reading. What's an oracle card reading?
It's kind of like almost like tarot, but not.
Right.
It's a deck of cards.
Sure. And there are a lot more, like, the art is a lot more free. So tarot has, I think, 78 cards, and each card has its own meaning. Oracle cards leave room for more intuitive interpretation, and I just like that better. So the art can be, like, my favorite deck is a Halloween deck.
Oh.
I have a cat deck that I love. I have a spirit animal deck that I love. And sometimes the cards will have, like, a little couple of lines of information, like what this card represents. Sometimes it will say one word. And so I look at that word. I'm looking at the picture. I'm breaking down the picture to see like what in this picture stands out to me. And in that way, I'm connecting to your soul, not to spirit. So I'm connecting to you to read Oracle for you, which is basically I can do like a past, present, and future.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask me a question. I have a job opportunity coming up. What's the best choice? So Oracle cards work like that.
Okay. So it looks like it's easy to book something with you. And then when you book something with you, a session with you, you do it in person? Do you do it over Zoom? What's the easiest way to do it?
The easiest way to do it is Zoom.
Okay. Zoom. Okay. And then again, they're 30 minutes or 45 minutes, depending. I think the prices are pretty reasonable too. Like I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, if I want to buy like a 60-minute basketball training session with Will, you know, it's like right around $60 or something like that. You want to do it?
It'd be more than that.
Yeah, I mean, it's expensive.
Yeah. Like,
I think these prices are pretty reasonable. Although I really don't know because this is not really my world. I don't know, but it looks reasonable.
It's also one of those things, though, that it's like I know that Amy, you're saying anybody can do this, but I feel like that's a easier said than done sentiment. I would much rather go to an expert, somebody that has the expertise behind them.
But she's been doing it for 15 years, so she's been practicing.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, you do these sessions over Zoom. Is it just to make it more personal, Amy, so you can see the person face-to-face and they can see you?
Yeah, I would rather see the person face-to-face. I can do them over phone.
Mm-hmm.
If Zoom is not an option for you, I can definitely do them over the phone. I do just feel like it's more personal if we can see each other.
Yeah.
Okay, so as you're talking to us right now, Amy, and I apologize for the clunkiness of the phrasing of my questions. It's only because I am now officially in a world that I don't really understand. So as you're talking to us right now, do you feel like energy with us? Do you feel a connection with us? Like, do you see things around us?
So the way that I work is I have to tune in on purpose. So like we operate at a certain vibration, a certain level of vibration, and spirit operates at a much higher vibration than we do. So when I am ready to work, I open up, I raise my vibration, I let spirit know I'm ready to work, and then spirit lowers their vibration and kind of meets me in the middle so we can connect. So basically my aura, you know, my spirit that like is like surrounding the outside of my body a little bit, that's what your aura, has to blend with spirit. So they have to come close and then I can start to sense their energies.
Okay. Do you want to try it? Do you want to see if we can
give it a go?
All right. Why don't we take a quick break here? We'll come back and we'll try that to see.
Let's give it a go.
Okay. All right.
Sounds
so
good.
We'll be right back on Can't Read, Can't Write. Welcome back to Can't Read, Can't Write. Our guest today is a listener of our show. Her name is Amy Anneke, and she is an intuitive medium, a psychic slash medium. And you can basically, the easiest way to find her is if you Google her, Amy Anneke, and you will find her website and you can book a session with her. But we were talking just a second ago about how we're going to try to have Amy lock in with one of us or both of us
and do a little mini
right
reading.
Now. Right. We can't do a 30-minute session right now, but we'll just try to do this for a few minutes. I might get freaked out and I might have to leave the room anyway because I'm scared. That might happen. So what do we do, Amy? You walk us through this.
Okay. So as a precursor, all messages are uplifting and healing. Nothing is ever scary. You should leave my readings feeling better than you did when you started. So it'll be good vibes, good memories, healing, that kind of stuff is all that we do here.
Oh, that's perfect. Love that.
That fits in with our show.
Oh, I mean, yeah. We're all about the good vibes.
Good vibes every morning.
Yeah. So I'm going to just take a quick second.
Okay.
If you guys want to just take some deep breaths with me, focus on your breath. In just a second, when I start talking again, we'll get started.
Okay.
So as you're focusing on your breathing, just start to feel the emotions of love and laughter and happiness. Okay, so I know that right away I'm welcoming a male in spirit. He does feel to me like a grandfather. He makes me feel like he would have been the type of person that when you came to visit him, you would light up his world. You would know immediately as soon as you walked in the room that he was so happy to see you. He does show me that he liked to spend time out in his backyard, in his garage. I feel like he's out there tinkering a lot. He's got a little workbench going on out there. And I do feel that as I'm leaning into what he would do out in his workbench, I'm seeing his tools hanging up like on a pegboard type thing on the wall. And I feel like he just is a little fixer. He's got a lot of nuts and bolts, a lot of little jars of things around, and he shows me that that is generally the place that you could find him. I also know as I lean in closer to him that he really enjoyed baseball. I know that he would have liked watching baseball, and you would sometimes be able to hear his baseball radio coming from the garage. Can either of you recognize this grandfather in spirit?
I'm wondering, Amy, if this could be my dad.
Okay, it very well could be.
Yeah.
I actually felt him. He popped in yesterday, and I did feel him, and I was wondering if he was for you.
What you're describing, so I only knew one of my grandparents. I guess it would be my maternal grandfather.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I did have a step grandfather.
Okay.
I don't remember my maternal grandfather of being very handy.
Okay.
And then my step grandfather, that was Herbie. He was the only grandfather that I knew because he was married to my grandfather or my grandmother when I was born.
Uh-huh.
But they lived in a condo.
Okay. Oh, okay. So that's not that.
They didn't have
probably wasn't him.
They didn't have a garage or anything like that. But when you say those things, like it sounded to me in my dad would be a grandfather now to my to my two kids.
Yeah,
obviously
that's fair
and I'm thinking about like he had the thing we lived in a few different houses, but he always had the workbench outside and he had all the tools hanging up,
like the radio in the garage.
And I mean the guy loved I mean, we listened to Indians games on the radio like all the time. Like he would have it whenever the game was on, he would turn it on. If we were sitting on our porch in the summertime and, you know, Tom Hamilton and the Indians would be on. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's those are all memories that I have of my dad.
That's wonderful. Crazy. That fits for sure. That fits for sure. So he is presenting to me in a button-down flannel, I think, and jeans. Would you understand him wearing different variations of button-down, like, plaid shirts?
All the time. Plaid, yeah, Mr. Plaid, that was him. If if one of the one of my sisters wanted to borrow something from his closet,
They just go ransack
right,
it?
Yeah.
It really had to come in handy, and because your sisters would have been teenagers during the 90s.
Right.
So it's like very much the grunge era.
Absolutely. So where would you go? You go to my dad's closet.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wish I had that.
Oh, sure. Man. Wow.
Yeah.
So his personality to me really feels very warm and welcoming. I just see as soon as someone pops in, walks into his space, into his garage, or comes to visit, I just see his warm, welcoming smile. And I know that he really, really enjoyed the company. Would you understand that?
Yeah. So I lost my dad in 2021. And,
okay, sorry to hear that.
And, you know, the last few years of his life were difficult because his health was not good. And so he wasn't very mobile in the past few years of his life. And then in the last few months of his life, he was in assisted living in a nursing home because it was just, you know, too difficult to take care of him anymore. And so, you know, for my dad to get visitors in the last few months of his life, I mean, that was everything for
him. It's hard.
You know?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. He's referencing those the end of life and his time, you know, when he was a little less mobile at home and in the assisted living. And he's telling me that you would have done things for him to try and make him feel as at home as possible, to try and, like, bring back his sense of self, his memories, maybe things like playing the game on the radio for him or doing things that you all would have done together, you know, when he was a little more mobile. Would you understand trying to bring some normalcy to him even when he was less mobile?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was, you know, all of that I would think of as ideas of how to spend time with him. And so it was visiting him in the nursing home and we would watch the Browns game or something like that.
Yeah.
I would go out and get him his food because he did not care for the food at the nursing home at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he complained about it every single time. So I would go out and I would get him whatever he wanted. Arby's. He wanted Arby's a lot.
My guy.
He's showing me a lot of junk food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To talk about bringing him the food, I could see the carryout containers coming in.
Well, yeah, that was the thing. It's like, Dad, I could go get you anything you want, okay? If you want a $60 steak, I will go get that for you. And I was like, no, I want Arby's or
Simple Man.
Something like that.
I love it.
I remember I went to the West Side Market one time and I found his favorite dessert was, I want to say it was Boston cream pie. And I found one at the West Side Market and I took it to him.
I know that he loved that.
Just trying to, like, bringing that normalcy back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like especially when your parents are older and they're in a situation like that and they've been there for you for forever, like, that's the least we can do is to just try to give back.
Yeah, he's expressing his gratitude for that, for all the effort that you put in all the way to the end to try and just make him as comfortable and as happy as you could. And he, with that, you know, he came in talking about his good times, his welcoming of friends and family. And he's wanting to bring the message of don't forget to keep doing that. He wants you to take the time to slow down and recognize when someone has popped by to visit you and to appreciate it the way that he did. And also to just take the time to remember, you know, even when you don't have time to do those things, there'll be time again. And that, you know, just to keep those memories alive of him and to just appreciate the time you have with your family and your friends.
Well, that's that's something that I definitely keep in mind. I mean, if there's one thing that I received from my dad is, you know, it's family first.
Yeah.
Family, for sure. Family over everything. That was my dad's motto. And
he's just coming back to remind you of that right now.
Keeping that tradition alive. All right, Amy, we have to stop because you're freaking me out now. So I gotta
get Bill some tissues.
Well, I'm so glad that I could bring that message for you. He was lovely.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us today. What a talent! What a gift!
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for listening.
Talk to you both.
Thank you for listening to our show again. Amy Anneke of Lakewood. Google Amy Anneke, Anaky. Intuitive medium,
yeah,
and be connected with Amy and spend some time with her.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Amy. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, great to talk to you.
This has been Can't Read, Can't Write.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.